Ready?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kavod, Malchuto, Leolam Vayeh.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be his glorious name, whose kingdom is forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, you may be seated. And the next blessing will be the Hatov Behameti. Let's all recite it. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Hatov Behameti. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who is good and who does good. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see here, Hatov, the good. Ha is the article the, T-H-E, the. Tov, the good. Vehametiv, this is the verb, and who does good. All right. And Cassie is here. With the etrog and the lulav. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's see. If I don't do this, I will forget. So, Cassie, what's your last name again?
It's butter.
Where's the bread?
There you go. There she is. And somebody else. Okay, Ada is here. I'll do that later. All right. So, let's go ahead and sing. Shalom Aleichem. Tell me if it's too loud.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachi HaShalem, Malachi Elyon. Mi Melech, Malachi HaMlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boachem HaShalom, Malachi HaShalom, Malachi
Blessed is his name. Go ahead.
shalom, malachei ha-shalom, malachei el-elyon. Mi melech, malachei ha-malachim ha-kadosh, baruch hu. Tzeru shalom, malachei ha-shalom, malachei
the Holy One, blessed is He. Now our next song is going to be Sos Assis. Can you say that? Sos Assis.
Okay.
During the Feast of Tabernacles, there's a command from Adonai. Do you know what that command is?
Rejoice.
Yes! Rejoice! Rejoice! Do you remember in the book of Luke when the angels appeared to the shepherds? What did the angel say?
Fear not.
Fear not and? Rejoice!
Yeah.
Rejoice! We'll talk about that in a little bit. Okay, so Sos Assis Ba Adonai Tagel Nafshi Be Elohai. Okay, this is a mouthful, this one. Ki Hil Bishani Big Day Yesha Me'il Tzdacha Ye'atani. This is found in Isaiah 61, verse 10. Sos Assis means, I will greatly rejoice. Okay? Ba'Adonai, in Adonai, in the Lord. Tagel Nafshi. Tagel is telling my soul to be happy. Tagel is same root of nagilla. Haba, nagilla, haba. Same root, gil. Tagel nafshi. Be merry, be happy, my soul in Elohai, in my God. Ki, because Hilbishani, he clothed me, big day, garment, yeshua. Yeshua, yeshua, salvation. Because he clothed me with the garment of salvation, me'il, robe, tzedakha, righteousness, robe of righteousness, ye'atani, he wrapped me.
The last sentence,
me'il,
me'il, that's the word tzedakah.
Tzedakah?
Oh, tzedakah.
Not tzedakah, tzedakah.
Tzedakah.
There's a singer named Neil.
Neil Sedaka.
Yeah, Neil Sedaka must be Jewish because his last name is Sedaka from Sedaka. Okay? What's that, Bob? You're giggling there, Bob. Okay, so we will.
Sedaka.
The accent is at the very last syllable. Ka. Sedaka. Not Sedaka. 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 Okay, we will try to sing this song.
Okay. We need to get Neil here.
Yes. Sos Assis. Sos Assis. Ba'Adonai. Tagel Nafshi Be'Elohai. Hilbishani big day yesha me'tzdacha ye'atani ki hilbishani big day yesha me'tzdacha ye'atani Sos Assis. Sos Assis ba'Adonai. Tagel nafshi be'Elohai. Hilbishani big day yesha me'tzdacha ye'atani ki shani bigday yesha mistakai ata again assis ba adonai lagel nafshi ve elohai in mishani bigday yesha mistakai ata ani kiden mishani bigday yesha mistakai ata sos assis אסיס באדוני תגל נפשי תגל נפשי לאלוהי כי הרבישה אני בגדי ישע ליצחק יתן כי הרבישה אני בגדי ישע ליצחק יתן כי הרבישה אני בגדי ישע ליצחק יתן ani big day yesha ne yastakaya ta asiba adonai tagel tagel nafshi be'elohai asiba adonai tagel תגל נפשי באלוהי כי הרבישה אני בגדי ישע מייצדקה יתן כי הרבישה אני בגדי ישע מייצדקה יתן כי הרבישה אני בגדי ישע מייצדקה יתן Shani bigday yesha mistakaya ta
just not getting that word.
Yes.
Can you go back to what you were just looking at? Can you follow on along with say what the Hebrew word is?
Sos asis ba yod hey vav hey. But we don't say that. We don't sing sos asis ba yod hey vav hey. No, it's Adonai. It's always Adonai or Hashem because the Jewish people would not say yod hey vav hey because that's the most holy name. Okay, so this is sos. This is S, not the shin, but the sin. Okay, sos. This is the vav, the cholim vav, and then another sin. Sos, asis, ba Adonai, tagel. You see the tav and the gimel and the lamed. Tagel, nafshi ve'elohai, ki hilbishani bigdei yesha. This is Yeshua. This is a variation of Yeshua. The only missing here is the vav. Okay, Yeshua is salvation. Me'il, garment. I'm sorry, robe. Tzedakah. This is tzedakah. This is tzadi, dalet, kuf, and hey. Tzedakah. Remember I told you about that Shiva underneath? Okay, that is not a full vowel point. Okay, tzedakah. Ya atani, another shiva under the yud. Okay, but that's advanced. That is advanced learning. Okay, we have to know our alphabet first. Okay, the consonants first. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Helps to know what it
okay,
is.
I'm sorry. Because he clothed me with garment of salvation.
Of salvation.
And robes of righteousness.
Robe of righteousness. He wrapped me. Now, if you memorize that song, you follow along because I send you the MP3 on your last email, you are going to be able to memorize a passage in the scripture in Hebrew. This is Isaiah 61:10. All right. So asis ba Adonai tagal nafshi ve'elohai kihil bishani bigdei yeshia me'el tzedaka ya'atani. Wow. It's in Hebrew. You know, it's maybe Yeshua himself, you know, sang this song, memorized this when he was 12 years old, you know. Anyway.
Would you mind repronouncing that word for me again, please?
Sos asis ba Adonai.
No, just that one.
Tzedaka. Tzedakah.
Tzedakah.
Not tzedakah. Tzedakah. If you go to Israel and you say tzedakah, they laugh. It happened to me, but... Oh. Tzedakah. Tzedakah.
Okay. I'm sorry, I can't get it.
Okay, let's do the last song.
D-A is not...
This is everybody's favorite. This is Gadol Elohai. By Joshua Aaron. Love this song. Gadol Elohai. Shiruki Gadol Elohai. Kol Echad Yireh. Gadol Elohai.
Gadol Elohai. Shiruki Gadol Elohai. Kol Echad Yireh.
Otcha ra'uy lehalel. Libi yashir kigadol Elohai.
Shem me'al kol shem.
Otcha ra'uy.
Otcha ra'uy lehalel.
Libi, my heart.
Libi yashir. Gadol Elohai. Shem me'al kol shem otcha. Otcha ra'uy lehalel.
Libi yashir ki gadol.
Libi yashir ki gadol Elohai.
How great is our God.
How great is our God. Elohai. Shiruki Gadol. Elohai. Kol Echad Yireh. Gadol.
Gadol Elohai. Gadol.
Gadol Elohai. Shiruki Gadol Elohai.
Molekai. big God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
It's easier, this one. The words are easier.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray. Let's pray. Gadol Elohai, Shiroki Gadol Elohai. Sing with me, because yes. My God is great. Lord, you are so great. We thank you so much for being with us in our worship, in our studies. And Lord, this is the time, Sman Simkatenu, this is the time of rejoicing. You have given us the Feast of Sukkot, started yesterday. And so you said rejoice, and we want to rejoice, even in the midst of all this chaos around us. You are still with us, and we thank you for that. You will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. I pray for those who are sick. I pray for those who are struggling. I pray for those who are brokenhearted, Lord God. Father, be with them. Be with us. Father, we are needy people. And yet you still say, rejoice. Oh, just like what I believe it was James. Rejoice. Even in the midst of trials, rejoice. It's a command. So, Lord, help us. Help us to be joyful in this time. And we give you all the glory and the praises. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. How's everybody?
Good.
Oh, all right. Oh, that's right. I already asked you that. Tonight, let's go ahead, before we dive in into the three more letters of the alphabet, the Lamed, Mem, Nun. We're going to talk about those beautiful letters. Let's go ahead and review our vowel points. All right. How many vowel points are there? A lot. We have the A vowels. We have the E, the E, the O, and the U. These are the A vowels. Okay? This is called the Kamatz. Kamatz. And I actually sent you the... Right? Did I send you the...
Yes, you did.
Yes.
The paper? Okay, the slide. Very good. Thank you, Pat. Okay, this is the patak, and this is the hatef patak. Hatef means reduced. Okay? This is the short A vowel. So we have the A, A, and A. All right? And we also have the E sound. Okay, these are the E sounds, E vowels. The long E, the regular E, and the reduced E. Okay, so you got the E vowels. When I put them underneath the consonants, let's say, how do we read this? This is a chet. What sound does a chet? All right. What about this?
Da.
Da. All right. What about this one? This is a long A sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Now we have one E sound. Actually, there's two, but I'm only introducing one for now, so you don't get confused. Okay. So now let me see here. Let's take a look at the other letters. If I put this underneath the lamed, underneath the shin,
she,
underneath the vav,
v,
underneath the tate,
t,
t.
Okay, and I introduced you the O vowels, and there's two kinds. Actually, there's three, but for now, only two for you, okay? This is the cholem, okay, called cholem. This box, imagine I put any letter in the box. Let's say I put the letter gimel. Gimel with the O sound? With
go,
go, go, go, go, go. Okay? Okay, imagine there's a tav.
Toe.
What if I put the letter nun?
No.
The letter lamed?
No.
Low is no in Hebrew. Okay? So there is another letter O, which is this. Okay? If I put this beside the letter lamed, you say low. Okay? Beside the tsadi, it is
so.
Okay? Beside the resh,
ro.
Okay? Remember that. That's another variation of the vowel O. Yes, Noreen.
How would you know?
Yes.
On the hirik.
The hirik, okay.
No, the one you're holding right now.
This is not a hirik. This is a column. This is a column vav.
Column
vav.
Oh, vav. Okay.
This is a vav. Column vav. Okay. Okay, so there's two more sounds that I'm going to introduce to you. This is the oo. This is called the kibbutz. Can you say kibbutz?
Kibbutz.
And it makes the oo sound. Let's see here. If I put this underneath the letter ba-ba-ba, bet.
Boo.
Boo. Underneath the zion.
Zoo.
Underneath the noon.
Noon.
Underneath the samek.
So.
Underneath the hay.
Boo.
There's another one, and that is called the shirek. Okay? This one is a letter vav with a dot in the middle. All right? Just think about this. Somebody punched you in the gut. You go, ooh. All right? Somebody punched you right here. You go, ooh. All right? So when, remember that. This is the vav with the dot, with a dot. And if you put it beside a consonant, let's do the gimel.
Goo.
Very good. Goo. And the kaf?
Koo.
Koo. And the yod?
You.
You. Okay. And the pay?
Koo.
Oh. So you got it?
Yes.
This goes underneath the letter. This one goes beside the consonant, the letter. Yes, Pat.
When do you know which vowel, which U, which E to use?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. You can use this or you can use that. It depends on when the scripture was written. We have the first temple and we have the second temple. We have the classic Hebrew. And we have the modern Hebrew. Okay? And we will discuss that in the future, but that's advanced. Okay? Don't worry about that. For now, let's enjoy A, E, I, O, U. Okay? Somebody punched you on the gut?
Ooh.
Okay, right there. All right. So let's see if I can find something here. Here we go. Can you see it?
Yep.
This is Genesis 1, verses 1 to 3. I sent you the slide, and I ask you guys to kind of sound it out. All right? The very first letter is what?
B.
The very first letter is?
B.
A bet. Okay? And the next letter is?
Resh.
The next one is? Next? 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 Tav. All right? So, let's sound it out. Just like the preschoolers, okay? Okay, the letter Aleph is?
Silent.
We don't pronounce it. Look, the letter Aleph does not have any pointing. So you do not pronounce it. It's just sitting pretty there. Okay? So, B-R. And so the next letter that has a pointing is Sh. And the very, okay, and then there's a letter Yod there, but that letter Yod is not pointed. There's no point, so you do not read that. It's quiescent. It's quiet, just like the Aleph. Okay, now we will pronounce, we will sound the letter Tav. What does the letter Tav give? What sound? Ta. So let's sound this out. So it's Bereshit. Bereshit. Okay, so now you're reading. Bereshit. That means in beginning, not in the beginning. In, the letter bait here is a preposition in. Okay, the letter bet. It has the sound. It has the big sound with the pointing underneath it, and that is called the shavah. That is a pointing, but when you see that, there we go. It is very. It's hurried. It's b. Okay, b. All right. So, this very letter with the vowel pointing, Shiva, means in. Preposition in. And then the rest of the word, reshit, okay, the resh, aleph, shin, yod, and tav, that means beginning. Bereshit. Bereshit. Okay, the next word is very easy because you know the vowel point, kamatz. Where's the kamatz? This kind of looking like T, all right? Okay, let's sound this out. Who said that? Okay, bara. Okay, this is a bait with a b-b-b-b sound with a a sound, a vowel point underneath it. And the resh sounds rrr, like a burrito, okay? With the vowel point kamatz, long a sound. And the next letter, hey, you do not pronounce it because it is aleph, and it is quiet. It does not have any vowel pointing, okay? So let's do that. Let's write this here. Okay, so let's syllabify this. That's a hard word, syllabify. Okay, so this is a letter B and A vowel. So we will do ba. And this is resh. This would be ra. And this will be silent. Two, make sure that you're not missing the aleph, because this is still a consonant. This is still part of the word. You just put this. Okay? That means that's aleph. So when you transliterate bara, you go like this. Because there's still an aleph. This is still a consonant, but a silent consonant. All right? All right, so let's try. Let's find a short one. Okay, the bottom one, the bottom line. What letter is this?
Aleph.
Aleph. Ooh, look at that. Next to it is a vav, and that vav has a pointing on top. What's the rule with the vav? When you put this next to a letter, it is the O sound. So silent and then the O sound, so it's O. And then the last letter is what? Resh. What does resh say? Rrr. So you add that. Or, very good. Or.
Aleph, Kalim Bab, and then the Resh. Okay. We are going to transliterate this as this. That means there's an Aleph there. It is silent. Or. Or is light.
Okay? Light. Another short one. This one. You guys know it. This is a silent letter Aleph, but there's a pointing underneath it. What is the point? What does the pointing say? Eh. And then it has the letter Tav next to it. The letter Tav says. So it's et. Et. Okay. All right. What about this one? Three letters. What letter is this? Tav. What letter is this? Hey. Ooh, look at that. It has this thing next to it. Somebody punched it in the gut and it goes, ooh, ooh. Okay, now we have to pronounce it with the hey, okay? So this is with the pointing, the column, remember? This is to, to, who, tohu, not tofu, okay? Tohu. See, you're reading now. Just tohu vavohu. Ken. Tohu, this is va, and then this is vo with the pointing column, the O, and then the who again. Tohu vavohu. Okay, let's try this one.
Can you read the, not the top row, but the second one? Can you read that whole sentence?
Okay, you see this one, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. This is the period. This means this is the end of the sentence. Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim ve et haaretz. Period. And then it starts again. Ve haaretz hayeta tohu vavohu ve choshek al penei tehom ve ruach Elohim merachepet al penei hamayim. Vayomer Elohim yehi or vayhi or. The Lord and the Lord said, let there be light, and there was kaboom, light. Okay? Okay.
I didn't know there was punctuation.
Yes. You mean period and commas and stuff like that? Yes. Yes, sir. But in this passage, though, we did not add the commas. We did not add the rest of them. We only added the period. Okay, that's what I mean. Yes, Cassie.
In the ancient Hebrew, they have that, or in the modern Hebrew?
Modern Hebrew. Aren't you glad we're doing modern Hebrew?
Yes.
Because the way Moses or David wrote it, there's no period. Just like, okay. So let's read this third word. What is this? Oh, we have that letter. Remember that this is the shortened eh. Eh. And then there is a lamed, and then the lamed has the column, which is the letter O. So this is Elohim. And this Elohim. Okay, who is Elohim?
God
is Elohim. And then we know this. Et. Okay, let's sound this out. Ready? The hey and then the a sound. Sha. What is a yod? Yim. Ha shamayim. Okay. Ha is the article the. This is ha. The first syllable here in ha shamayim. This is the. Okay, that means the heavens. Shamayim is heavens. Ha Shamayim. You guys, I sent this to you, so you don't have to take pictures. Oh, Pat got it too. Okay. And this is actually the best sample reading scripture. Okay. I learned, the thing was, when I first learned how to read, I memorized this. And so you guys, I challenge you, you can memorize this in one sitting. Yes. Oh. Yes, you can. Okay, so here's another short word. Here's another short word. Can you see this? Can you see my cursor?
Yes.
What letter is this?
Ayin.
Ayin. Under the, and ayin is?
Silent.
So we can only pronounce ayin when there is a vowel point underneath it. And the vowel point is what? Ah, so you say, and then the next letter is?
Lamed.
And the lamed say what? La. And so you put that together? Al. Al. And al means upon or above or over. Okay. Let's find another easy one. Okay. Okay, this one. What letter is this? Look at your cheat sheet. Vav, the sixth letters. And what does Vav sound like? Va. And then there's a pointing underneath it, but this is one is the very, you know, quick sound. So this is V. V. And then there's a letter. What letter is this? Chet. And the letter Chet say? Ch. Uh-huh. But there is a pointing on top of it. That means? Oh, so you put that together? Ho. Ho. All right, you're getting it, guys. And then the next letter is?
Sheen.
And underneath the sheen is what? The S sound. Oh, that's not the one. The Vechoshek. Who said that? Vechoshek. Why is this sounding like a ch? Because this is a kaf. Okay, but it is a different type of kaf. This is a kaf sufit. You only use this at the end of the word. So this is vechoshek. You notice the sound of the chet and the sound of the kaf are the same. That is a guttural sound. Can you say guttural?
Guttural.
Guttural. It's coming from your garon. Garon is throat. Throat in Hebrew is garon. Girunit. Girunit. Gutturals. Gutturals are the ones, the letters that are sounded from your throat. Like the ha, the another ha, the hey. And there's another guttural, and it is aleph. The thing is this with the aleph. It's a problematic one. They used to pronounce that there is a specific sound of aleph, but we lost it. There's a specific sound of ayin. We lost it. Do you know that the word Gaza, can you say Gaza?
Gaza.
Where is Gaza? Okay, Gaza. Gaza is spelled like this in Hebrew. Ayin. Ayin is supposed to be silent, right? Gaza. But, okay, there is something to say about that word. Back then, the ayin and the aleph has its distinct guttural sound. We lost it. We lost it. But some of the Arabic words still have it. Okay, another word that starts with the ayin is Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah. It starts with the ayin.
What is
it? Gimel. No, it's not Gimel. No. It's not it. It's... They use the sound of the gimel. They use the sound of the g. Because That was many thousands of years ago that they can still pronounce that particular guttural, but we lost it. And so it's now the ayin and the aleph, they're now silent. In Arabic, they have the letter rayin, rayin. Whenever I talk to Daniel Messiah, who guys know, you guys know Daniel Messiah, he goes, I am going Zuza Zoo. I'm going to the zoo. He goes, I'm going to the zoo. He said, oh, okay. See, the Arabic gutturals coming out from him. All right. So, almost, okay, 5 more minutes. Almost 8 o'clock there. All right, so this is the rest of it. I think I have sent you a list of words, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Your vocabulary. Now, here we go. Now, in that vocabulary, there's the Hebrew, there's the transliteration, pronunciation, and the English meaning. Okay, so you practice on this. So how do we... How can I do this so you don't see the transliteration, so you don't read this? I want you guys to read this side, okay? Don't look at here. Okay, so.
More?
Can see? Okay. Oh, that's right. I can do this so you guys don't see the rest. Aha, uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, here we go. Can you read it?
Yeah.
Kind of pixelated, huh? Okay, this is the aleph, and aleph is... But there's a vowel pointing underneath, and that is a letter? A vowel? Ah. And then next to it is what? V-v-v. It is a vet, okay? So how do you say it? Next word. Adam. In English, Adam. But in Hebrew, Adam. Okay. Next word.
Eretz.
That sadi is a ts, ts, as in cats. Ts, sound. Eretz. Yes, this is a tsadi sofit. Tsadi sofit is found at the end of the word. Okay, it has a different form when it is in the beginning of the word or in the middle of the word. Okay, let's sound this one out. Ready? Beged. Beged. Kihil bishyani big day. That's beged. Big day, yes, yeah. Mils dakaya atani. Okay, beged means garment. Or clothing, okay? So this one is very easy. Ready? The letter bet, underneath it is a segol, the e sound, and then it has a nun with the nun sound. So you put that together, you have ben. And what is ben? Sons. That's why you hear Ben David, son of David. Ben Yishai, son of Jesse. Ben Yehuda, son of Judah. Okay, this one, ready?
Bat.
Because this is the A sound. This is the patak. Bat. What is bat?
Daughter.
Ben is son. Bat is daughter. Okay, this one is easy. This is a... Okay, this is the letter Yud. Underneath this is the A sound with the Dalet next to it. So it is?
Yad.
Yad is a hand. Next one. Yeled. There are two S, A vowel pointings. Under the Yud is A. Under the Lamed is A. So that is Yeled.
Led, with a dalet at the end. What is yeled?
Child.
A child or a boy. Yeladim. Ken. Okay, next one.
Yum.
Yum, 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 yum. Ooh. Sweet potatoes. Okay. Yod, underneath it is an A sound vowel with a... Oh, look at this mem. It is a mem sophit. This is the final sophit. You can only find this under after a word. And yam is?
Day.
What is yam?
Day.
Day. Yom is day. Yam is? Sea.
What?
Sea. The Mediterranean Sea. The sea.
Yam is sea.
Okay. Yam suf. Yam, sea. Suf is reeds. Sea of reeds. But they translated it to the Red Sea. It's very wrong. Red, it's not a Red Sea. It's Sea of Reeds. You know, reeds are like reeds. The
grass.
Grass that's growing over there. There you go. Okay, so what is this? Ayin with the... I like this word. Melech. That is a kaf sofit. Okay. It looks like a small, big, gigantic, but it's a kaf. It's a kaf sofit. Okay, this is where we get Malchuto, Melech. Okay. Melech. Are these two segols or two?
Two segols.
Two segols? Yeah. Noreen? Okay. Melech. Melech is king. Okay, start with a mem, lamed, and kaf sofit. Melech. Who is Melech?
King.
Yeshua is our
king.
Melech. All right. So I'm going to end here. We will have a 10-minute break. Yes. You can quit the Shabbat or leave out the Shabbat.
So, but it's
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm very careful with it, but I had always talked to the Sephardic Orthodox, and they're like, I don't talk to you. The Hasidic guy helped me out. But then I was like, Rabbi Barney's Messianic. So I was like, here's the guy who follows Jesus, and he sings. And that was great. So I know some people teach me that. I don't believe it. But what they did find out is that they're not doing any instruction. I don't want it to turn into like, what are you talking about? Yeah. That's why I was like, yeah, I'm going to wait. So, but yeah, I don't think that. And then the Sephardics, they tried to deny it. They were like, that's not even the Hebrew word. But the Hasidic don't. The Hasidic grandpa, the Hasidic Levi too. He's like, well, look at the Messiah. And he tells me, he goes, do you think you should lose it from you? So he's like, we're looking. But the Sephardic was like, I'm supposed to look. And I was like,
you're supposed to look.
Okay. But I'm just curious, did you see the knowledge?
I know.
It's like, when I read it, I was like, I also have the New Testament.
Did you receive the previous ones that I sent?
I received the first three in the beginning of the.
Huh.
Yeah, but I haven't received.
That'll be next.
Yet. No.
Hey, I'll send it to you, just you.
Thank you. Thank you. You're going to do
the thing. We will.
what does Rabbi Barney say?
I don't remember. I forgot. The north, the south. Yeah.
I just know the tone.
I don't know the words. It smells really good.
That's from Israel. Yeah, they don't grow. Now I get it.
So you have to order it from them. You have
work. This came from Israel. So this is for my teacher to see the box and she can read the box from Eretz Israel.
This is an also. The line.
Yeah, they have this funny story from Israel. So it goes right in there, and they have a rabbi. And they go through them.
Oh, okay.
They go through them and they pick them on purpose. To like, oh, look, there she goes. Look at you.
So I believe that's an A, and that's an A. What do I know which one he is?
Feast of Booths. There you go.
That is so pretty. How much is that?
Altogether, it was like $30.
Oh, that is so pretty. That's
did
like
you want to talk about this for
yes.
your next thing?
Yes.
We'll the actual, and then you can guard that.
Did his crown really have the letters on it like this?
There's a story behind it.
Because I saw that on Sesame Street on YouTube, they had one, and Oscar, I think, no, Cookie Monster, had his little crown on like that, too.
Okay, guys, is that 10 minutes already?
No.
You can read all that.
Not quite.
So it's about another 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good face.
I know. Liquid tea, bakar, liquid tea. Okay. Leha. Leha. Hadash. Is that a khir?
The hadas.
Hadas. Okay.
And then the palm.
Oh! Okay. The palm is the tamar.
The palm is this one, that big long one.
Okay. This is the palm.
Uh-huh. And this is the hadas.
Hadas. And then the khir.
Is there
the,
a
then
the myrtle?
Is that the myrtle? Nibdach? Uh-huh. And this is...
No?
No, there's no etro.
Well, it's not in there. It's not in the...
It's right here. So there's four. Myrtle, palm, willow, and then the etrog.
Yeah, that's the four.
Okay. And this is Michelet.
Oh, the dance move. So good.
She or...
Ooh. They say something over it.
Yeah. Pointing. This is something like...
The ancient Hebrew?
No, 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 it's not ancient Hebrew.
It's weird.
Okay.
Were you able to find out any more about the Hebrew word picture book? You were going to check with the author.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
Maybe I forgot. Getting a discount price.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. But you know what? I have an extra. I just... Yes. Yes. I have an extra just... It's in the house. It's on my credenza. Yeah. Yes. I'll bring it Sunday.
Okay.
Okay, guys. We're going to talk about the Sukkot since yesterday was the very first day of Sukkot. In Leviticus 23:42-43, it says, "Ye shall dwell in booths." Booths in Hebrew is Sukkot. Sukkah is one. It's singular. One booth. Sukkot, many booths, okay? You shall dwell in booths, how many days?
7 days.
Sheva, okay, 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths. Okay, they did not dwell in bungalows, you know, while they were... Bungalows, yeah. While they were journeying to the promised land. When I brought them out of the land of Egypt, I am the Lord your God. So that was a command to remember. Now, that's, look, they're making their little sukkahs, Sukkot. And right now, in Jerusalem, you will see this all over the place. These are the Sukkot. One sukkah, another sukkah. There you go. And what do they do? Okay, they put together this. This is called the lulav. Lulav. And it's made of the palm leaves. Which one is the myrtle, Cassie?
Other side.
This is the myrtle and the willow branches, and they're bound together. And the very special ingredient is called the citron, which is called
etrog.
It is a citrus. It looks like lemon, but it's, how does it taste, Cassie?
Well, it's lemony.
Lemony. It's a first cousin to the lemons.
Very strong.
Okay, and during their celebration, especially at the synagogue, here you go, there's the sample of that. Isn't that cute? There you go. They hold these like this, and then they go... I'm sorry, guys. I don't remember what Rabbi Barney was saying. This and this and that and this and then up and down.
Perfect.
It's a symbol of
the unification of the four different types of people.
Ah, the unification of four different part of different types of people. There you go. Well said. Here you go. And you shall take for yourselves on the first day of the fruit of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees and boughs, of leafy trees and willow of the brook, and you shall rejoice, remember, you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. It is in Leviticus 23:40. My goodness. So, right there, okay, look at their sukkah here. It's a modern sukkah. Okay, and they bring all their food, you know, their water, and their... It's kind of like a picnic underneath that, okay, underneath that sukkah. And they blow their trumpets, their shofars. They are rejoicing, and they go, look at this. This is in the west, at the western wall, at the kotel, okay, with their palm branches, with their lulavs. And they pray. This is actually the case of a Torah, the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and these are the rabbis over here. It's probably the rabbi right there wearing that black hat.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're rejoicing with their lulavs.
I have a question.
Yes.
I can understand
understand rejoicing with the branches, but what does the citron have to do with it? Like bitter, bitter.
Again, it's the you have to go through, you would have to do each one and talk about each one, because those symbolize four different types of people. The learned person, the sweet person, the person that's just kind of like the otter, doesn't really care, and then I can't remember what the citron is, but the
bitter person.
but it's positive. They don't go negative.
Okay. They don't go negative.
It's negative. It's never okay. negative.
Nope. Very good. Nope. Okay. Now let me just quickly say this. This is in John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. And we beheld His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. Now, I have a story to tell you. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. Yeah, He traveled, tabernacled with us. And so, since that is going to be the seventh and the last feast, that symbolizes the millennium, our final feast with the Lord, okay, for 1,000 years. And we're going to be with Christ. He's going to be ruling the whole earth. Now, I have a kind of theory that when Jesus was born, it was during the Sukkot, during the tabernacles. You know, there are three feasts that the Lord commanded, all the male, to go to worship in Jerusalem. Passover, Pentecost, and Sukkot. So during the Sukkot, everybody's going to Jerusalem. All of the hotels are all booked. And maybe when Miriam and Yosef were traveling back to Bethlehem, which is only about 5 miles away from Jerusalem, all of the inns were booked. And it could be that Jesus was born outside in the sukkah. It wasn't winter because the shepherds were out there in the field watching their flock at night. And all of a sudden there's this heralding angels saying, rejoice, rejoice. And what is the message of Sukkot? Rejoice. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Would there be an equivalent of the birth of Christ, which we celebrate in December?
We are kind of like off because we have a different calendar. We have different calendar, and in the book of Daniel, it says that our calendars will be changed. It's not here. I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, if you live in Idaho, the upper part of Idaho is like an hour late, and then the lower part of Idaho is an hour ahead. So, if you live in Coeur d'Alene and if you work in Twin Falls, Idaho, you need 2 clocks. You need 2 clocks. Us, we need 2 clocks. We need a clock or a calendar based on the Gregorian calendar, the calendar that we're using now, and a calendar that is based on the lunar, or based on the moon, which the Jewish people are using. So we won't miss any feast. We won't miss any appointment. That's what the problem is. You know, that's why we have this bunny and eggs during Easter. I mean, supposed to be Pesach, but what are we doing? We're taking all our kids out there with our baskets and trying to look for red and yellow and purple eggs. What? It doesn't have anything to do with Passover. Yes, Leslie.
To help you out, if you read Luke, it tells you that Zechariah, what tribe he's from, and when he goes into the Holy of Holies. And then if you read Chronicles, it tells you what month they're supposed to go in.
Yes.
You can calculate his wife's conception to birth, and then in there, Miriam's, and you actually end up in Sukkot when you do the whole math.
Very good. the because Zechariah is under the priesthood of Abijah, mm-hmm. and they have their sets of ministerial assignments and stuff like that. But that's too deep now. Okay, let's go to Lamed. All right, we learned that the Aleph is a symbol of the Father and the Bet is a symbol of Yeshua, the Mashiach. Okay, Mashiach is at the right hand of the Father. Proceeding from the Father is the Holy Spirit, who has a mission going to this dude here, who is top-heavy and destitute and proud and ready to fall. But he received the message from the Gimel, and look at him now. Okay, he's got Holy Spirit in his heart. All right, and now he has a new man, the Vav, who needs a weapon. What is the weapon here? The word, the sword of the Spirit. And now he has to be yoked to the Messiah. The letter Chet looks like a yoke that you put on two oxen when they plow the field. Now, the next letter is the Tate. The Tate is an upside-down Chet. And the Vav is bowing before the Zion. It's a picture of us bowing before the Messiah. And the Yod is a picture of the hand. And the Kaf is a picture of a palm. Yod is a picture of humility. It is the tiniest letter. Okay? The Kaf is a symbol of our good works. When the Holy Spirit fills us, now we're ready for good works. And now we're going to talk about Lamed. And Lamed is a picture of a what?
Staff.
A staff, a cattle goad, yes. And this is the evolution of the letter Lamed. There you go, Proto-Canaanite. It's this way, and Moses, oh, look at Moses' Lamed. It's pointy. King David, oh, when King David wrote Psalm 23, his rod and his staff, they comfort me. And Jesus' time, it's the modern Lamed. And that became our letter L. It has the la-la-la sound. All right. Here's some meanings of the Lamed. Authority. Teaching. Purpose. Open vessel to God. It also means control. A staff, a rod. It is also the if the letter. Oh, it's not here anymore. If the letter Beit, with Sheva underneath, means in. Okay. Now the letter Lamed. I'm sorry. Oh, that's right. The letter Lamed. When you put Sheva underneath, it is a preposition to. B is preposition in, la is preposition to God, to Israel, to Jerusalem. Okay, it also means to learn, to teach, go forward. It also means the tongue or moving. Next, this is just a picture of the old writing on a pottery. You can still see the Lamed right here. Okay. Huh. I think you've seen this. This is the oldest, the earliest form of the letter Aleph and Lamed. Ah, and then the La sound. It means, it reads El. That's the singular form of Elohim, God. El Elyon. Very good. El is God. The strong authority. Aleph means strength or strong, somebody who is strong, and then the Lamed is authority. So God, the word God means strong authority right here. Can you see it? The word picture tells us that God is the first or the strong authority. Okay, next picture. If we divide the 22 letters of the alphabet into two, the first 11 starts with the Aleph, and the next set of 11 starts with the Lamed. You notice that the horizontally it's spelled what? Av. And vertically it spells El. Father God. Just a coincidence, maybe. I don't know. I just wanted to throw that in there. Something, somebody who is strong, authority. And that's God. All right, there's your Lamed. That's the modern Lamed. It has the numeric value of 30. And it is the 12th letter of the alphabet. The 12th letter, right here. It means to teach. The word Lamed is also Lamad, which means he learned, or Limed, he taught. There's his staff. Remember, the letter Lamed is the 12th letter. When Jesus got lost, no, he didn't get lost. He was separated from his mom and dad. And mom and dad found him where?
Temple.
At the temple, teaching. No, arguing with the scribes and the rabbis when he was 12. When he was 12 years old. Okay, and he got how many disciples?
12.
Disciples in Hebrew is talmidim. Okay, the word lamed is the lamed. Mem, Dalet. These are the three root letters that means learn. Okay? Now that's where we get the word Talmud. Have you heard of the word Talmud?
Uh-huh.
The rabbinic, the Talmudic. This is the rest of the unwritten laws and studies. Okay, and there's 12 tribes. The number 12 alludes to learning, teaching, discipline. Okay? Now, special characteristics of the letter Lamed. You notice that the Yod is the what? The tiniest. But the Lamed is the? The tallest. Look at that. He is looking above, way above there. He wants to see heavenlies. Hey, what are you doing there? Okay? And when it is written in some of the manuscripts, look at this Lamed here. Yeah, I am the authority, not you. Okay, that's the Lamed. And some other scriptures here, this is a called the Targum. You see those? Very. Yeah, very elaborate. Yeah, I am the Lamed. You follow me. Okay? That's the letter Lamed. Now, it is really trying to go up there and see what's happening in heaven. That's the Lamed. So when you see the letter Lamed in the future, when you are, you know, reading really good, remember that the Lamed is the one that's reaching up there. Okay. Now, the letter Lamed is actually composed of two letters. It is composed of a Vav and a Kaf. The Vav on top of the Vav. Okay? It looks like, remember the Kaf? It is actually the symbol of your what? Good works. Okay? And you want your good works to be seen, so you put a lamp on top of it. Remember what Jesus said? He said something about that. Okay, so there's a lamp on top of your good works. A lighthouse. It says here, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds. That they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. What's the purpose of showing your good deeds? Is it about you? No. To glorify the Father in heaven. All right. You are the light of the world. Your good works, the light of the world. Okay. So, since the lamed is a combination of the kaf and the vav, the kaf has a numeric value of 20, and the vav has a numeric value of 6. You add that together, that is 26. Now, the Lord's name, Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. Yod is 10, Hey is 5, Vav is 6, and Hey is 5. You add that together, 26. So the letter Lamed represents the authority of the Father, God. Okay? All right. So we're not going to go here because I want to share this with you. These are the 12 disciples. Because we are running out of time, we're just going to cruise on. Here, this is, I took a picture of my lexicon. I have a Hebrew lexicon where I go to if I don't remember the meaning of the word. Just like a dictionary, but it is, you know, the Hebrew words and then the meaning in English. Okay, this is Lamed Mem Dalet. Okay. Underneath it is the A sound, so you pronounce it as Lamad. Lamad. It means, as a verb, it means exercise in or learn. Okay? Let's see here. There's another one. Lamad. Now, this one is Limad. Can you see the? Let me see if I can make this big. Uh-oh. It disappeared. Where did it go? Okay, here. You see it? Mm-hmm. Previously, it is lamad. That means he learned. Okay? Limad here means he taught. Mm-hmm. You change the vowel points, the meaning changes too. Okay? And you will learn that in the future. Okay, so next. This is a picture of an ox goad. This is not a shepherd's staff, okay? It's a goad for the ox, for the oxen. And it is called Malmed. Malmed. Mem, Lamed, another Mem, and Dalet. It means ox goad, okay? Now look at the next... next word here is the letter tab, talmid. You still see the root, lamed, mem, dalet, lamed, mem, dalet. You add the tab, and you have another word. It's scholar. This is how Hebrew is. You change the vowels, you add a letter, the meaning change. Okay? So talmid means scholar, or... The 12 disciples were called Talmidim. Talmid is a noun, and it is a singular. Singular for scholar. But the plural is Talmidim, meaning scholars or disciples. Learners. Jesus had 12 scholars. All right. Acts go. There is a story in the Old Testament. There's a guy named Shamgar. He's one of the judges, actually. He used an ox goad. Here, look at this tip. Mm-hmm. Owie. I don't want to be an ox. Okay, and sometimes it looks like this. They prick, you know, the farmer would prick the ox to go on. That must hurt. And there's a story in Judges 3:31. It says, after him was Shamgar, son of Anath. He struck the Philistines 600 men with a cattle goad. Okay, remember that, cattle goad or ox goad. There he is. He killed 600 people with that. Must be a very, very sharp tip, you know. Hey. Anyway, so 600 men died. Okay, and this is in Hebrew. You see here, Malmed. It's right here, Malmad. Oh, you know what? Let me show you something. I think I have already told you about this. You see this? Who asked me about the period and the commas? Mm-hmm. Okay, you see this point in here? Mm-hmm. Right there? It looks like, actually...
It's like a K.
it looks like that. Uh-huh. It's called the atnah. It's the comma. Oh. You have to pause. You have to pause at that. Bak habakar. So I pause. Habakar. Be malmed habakar. So I pause. You see this? This little thing here? Actually, these are musical notes. You have to, there, the accent is there. Bemalmad. Okay, the accent is at the end syllable, the last syllable of the word. Okay, there's the word, malmad, that's the ox goad. All right. Oh, there's a bigger. See, the lamed, mem, and dalet. All right, there's Shamgar, the champion. And this is how you actually use the ox goad. Look at that poor ox. Ouch. And there is actually a story in the book of Acts, very, very popular story about this rabbi called Shaul. He was a Pharisee. And he was, you know, issuing letters or issuing decrees to kill all the Christians, okay? And I believe during those times, the Lord was already working in his heart. And we will find out. Let's take a look at the story. Let's pick up on the fourth verse. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Shaul, Shaul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Yeshua, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the... Yeshua compared him into an ox that he's been prodding and pricking, finally, right here. He's been kicking the ox goad of God, but he's not going anywhere. He got saved right here. Okay, so that's the goad. Against God's authority. That's what I mean. You're kicking against my authority. You're not going anywhere now. What happened? He became actually the what? The 12th apostle. All right, here you go. That's one example of the authority, the ox goat. Okay, let's see. And here is the more gentle lamed, the staff of this shepherd. Oh, I don't want to be pricked, but sometimes you got to. This is the rod and the staff. Remember the song, yes. Psalm 23? Okay, this is my Psalm 23 in my Tanakh. Okay, it's right here. Shiv techa umeshantecha hemaya nachamuni. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So, compared to the ox goad, his rod and his staff comfort me. Comfort the little lambies. And even if, let's say, the shepherd goes, to the bathroom and he would just leave his rod and his staff, look at the sheep. They'll be okay because the rod and the staff, they comfort them. Beautiful, beautiful illustration. But sometimes the lamed is used also to discipline. Come here. You're not going anywhere. And that's us in God's eyes. We are the shepherds. And so let's not try to kick the goats. Okay. Who wears the crown? Melech. Mem Lamed Ha. 2013. I was just starting to, to teach these, these lessons. One time the Lord said, make a crown. Make a crown? Okay, crown of what? The Lord is just impressing me, make a crown and use the letters as the jewels. And so when you do that, you're inside the circle and you start with Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zion, all the way to the Tav, okay? And so, here's the crown. And you notice that the letter Lamed is smack right there in the
middle.
All right. Now, a circle has no beginning and or end. Okay, so remember, look at this. This is the letter Lamed right there in the middle. And look, if you read this, Mem Lamed Kaf, Melech, King. What a coincidence. God is wearing his crown with Melech right there in the front. Isn't that beautiful? Did you like that?
Yes.
I love it. Because, but anyway, so I just wanted to show you that. Here you go. Here's a better illustration. You start with Aleph, and then you go around. And Melech right there smack in the middle. He is saying, I'm the king. The letter Lamed is right there in the middle. I'm the authority. Okay? Okay, next. There you go. Melech. Okay, can I brag? I don't want to brag with this recording on. No, it doesn't work anymore. Okay, so that's my little story. Okay. All right, there is a passage in Exodus 19:5-8. It says, now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my commandment, then you shall be a special treasure to me. Okay, pay attention to the word, to the words to me. Above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. The word to me is the Lamed and the Yod. And in the Tanakh, it is a giant Lamed. Okay? And the Yod. Now, Li means to me. Now, what does this mean? It means that, remember the passage here? Who is a treasure to the Lord? Israel. Right? His people, Israel. The nation of Israel is treasure to me, God said. Does it give you any kind of idea what this is all about? This means that the little nation of Israel with the big God, Lamed. Okay, to me, Li. Yes, they're a little nation, but they have a big God with them. Okay, little nation, that is only 0.25% of the world population, but 22% of the Nobel Prize. 22% of the Nobel Prize winners are
Jewish.
47% world chess champions, 51% Oscars for best score and best song, thinkers of the 20th century, 30%, 40% eminent psychologists and business finance. Yeah, they are very little nation. However, look at their contribution to the world. 22% of the Nobel Prize winners are Jews. Einstein. I mean, who, you know, Jonas Salk, you know, the polio vaccine, remember?
Yeah.
You know, Hitler wouldn't be, you know, he wouldn't be alive without Jonas Salk's polio vaccine. He wouldn't have been alive that time. But anyway, so let's go ahead and, oh, I don't have more time. Okay. Let's go jump to Mem. Mem means? Water, water. That's a big water. Some people love water, especially this girl. That's my daughter. Yeah. She's called the Beast. That's her. She's called the Beast of Scripps. She surfs every day almost. Okay. There's Mayim, Mem. There's the waves of water. Moses wrote it this way, and it became our modern letter M. All right, that's the old coin with Mem. Okay, it means water, liquid. Okay. And massive, chaos, fullness, nurture, revealed, concealed, also represent Moshe or Moses. There are two types of mem, the mem sofit, the closed mem, and the open mem. Okay. Mayim means water. And water is what? Remember, Lashon HaKodesh, the Hebrew language is very close to the chemical language. All right, so H2O. So there's two molecules of hydrogen and one oxygen. Let's take a look at this, H-O-H. Is this a coincidence that Mayim is spelled this way, water and water, chemical? Chemical formula is HOH.
Oh, that's better.
Isn't that a coincidence?
Two
no,
H's
it's not.
With one O.
Okay, two MEMs, one iode, two H, two hydrogen, one oxygen. All right. If Lamed is a combination of Vav and a Kaf, MEM is also a combination of Vav and Kaf. Right there. Okay, and then there is a closed mem and an open mem. And the open mem looks like this now. Okay, so mem also has the numeric value of 26, which is the numeric value of God's name. You remember this event?
Yes.
What did he... What did he part?
The
water. The water was divided into two. Okay. At a blast of your nostrils, the waters were heaped up, straight as a wall, stood the running water, straight as a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea. That is what my Tanakh or my Old Testament is saying. So can you imagine, walking in the middle of the sea and it congealed. That's a massive, massive miracle. Okay, and there they are. There they are. No, actually, it looks more like this. They walked on dry ground. You see all the people walking in the middle?
Yeah.
And the two walls, yeah. one wall, and the people walking in the middle, you know. Exodus 15 is where you find this. Exodus 15. Okay. This is Exodus 15. This is a block of words, and then this is actually written like this in all the Torah. Okay, the next, if you put this first page and this second page, you see this one, the wall, the block, and then this, and then add, because I couldn't put it together, add the wall here. It looks like the two walls, and these are the people walking in between. Okay, these are the people. Okay, even the Tanakh shows it this way. It's amazing. All right, so let's go ahead and... Okay, an open mem pictures a revealed teaching, and a closed mem denotes a concealed teaching. Remember, Yeshua said... this is in Psalm. I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter riddles from antiquity.
The open mem represents what? I know what the closed mem.
Revealed.
Revealed.
Open, revealed teaching, closed mem, concealed. So what I'm talking about here is that when he spoke about parables and riddles, he was talking about closed mem. Mm-hmm. All right. And in Colossians, it says here, and to make all people see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages had been hidden in God, who created all things. Okay, so that mystery had been revealed in Jesus Christ. Okay, so that's about it. I have to jump to noon. All right, so we have one more left. Mem is water. And noon is a picture of what?
Fish.
It's funny because we just talk about water, and now we're going to be talking about what's in the water. Fish. The letter noon. There it is. A darting live fish. Okay, it looks like this. And that's how Moses wrote it, King David. And Yeshua's, during Yeshua's time, it's the modern noon. And it evolved to our modern letter N. Okay, moving on. It means darting, to move rapidly, action, activity, life, offspring, sprout, spread. That's the letter noon. Okay, the word, okay, let's not go there. Sun, ben, we talked about it earlier. The Hebrew word for a sun is ben. The word picture says that he is the life of the family. He's the life of the house. Remember, when there's a baby in the house, he's always the center of attraction. You know, oh, how cute the baby. It's always the baby. It's always the baby. Okay, that's it. He's the life, the center of attention, the life of the family. Ben. Okay, the word noon. In Psalm 72, 17 to 19, it says, may his name endure forever. The word endure here is yinun. Okay? The word endure, or to last, continue, is noon. And there it is. You see the yod, the noon, and the other noon. It's yinun. This is now a verb meaning to continue. He will continue. All right, so that's the example of noon and how it was written in the old coins. Okay, there it is, the old Proto-Semitic noon. It's our modern noon now. And I'm sorry, it's our modern letter N that evolved from noon. Uh-oh. Okay, good afternoon. All right, that's the noon sofit. You see this at the end of the word. And noon is, what's the numeric value of noon? 50. And what's the numeric value of mem? 40. 40. And what is mem again? Water. How many days? 40 days, 40 nights was the flood. Okay, it was the mayim on earth. Okay. Now, numeric value of noon, 50. What does 50 come to mind? What? Jubilee. Okay. Pentecost. Okay, 49 days plus one more is when they count the Omer up to the 50th day. They celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. But the first Pentecost was on the Mount Sinai, the giving of the Torah. Okay, there's the darting fish. There's the darting salmon. How did the salmon do that, you know, going over to the river, you know? here's more. Ah, must be so hard for the salmon to do that. And then there's a bear waiting.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the letter nu. This is the Arabic letter equivalent to noon of Hebrew. Now, the recent killings in the Middle East, when they find out that the owner of the home is Christian, they put the letter nu. The letter nu is a symbol of Nazrim. Nazrim. Jesus is from Nazareth. He is a Nazarene. In Hebrew, it's Nazrim. Nazrim. There's the O vowel there, no, and this is the ts sound. This is the Hirik, Nazrim. They take the letter N, in Arabic it's new, and they mark the homes. And so this family will be killed. I believe this is in Syria, and the ISIS did this. Okay, fish, noon. Symbol of fish. I'm sorry. Fish is the word picture for noon. It's in the New Testament when Jesus says, what? Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Okay. Instead of catching fish, you will catch men. And what is this? This is the fish. This is a symbol of? Christianity, yes. You see this on the bumpers of a lot of cars. And this is called the ichthus. This is the Greek for ichthus. Ichthus means fish. But this is actually an acrostic. Okay? The iota is for Iosus. The chi is for Christus. The theta is Theos. Ictus. This is tau, and this is sigma. Okay, ictus. This is Jesus Christ, Son. Jesus Christ, God, Son, Savior. Okay, it so happened that the letter noon, that means fish, is the symbol of Christianity. And look at what they did to the fish. They created an acronym, ICTUS, which means fish. Okay, now this is interesting. The messianic seal of the Jerusalem church is this. A lot of people are saying, what in the world is that? This is actually a combination of two items. The menorah on top,
Star of David,
and then the fish in the bottom. You put it together. Okay,
yeah.
That's the menorah. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom of menorah. That's the tail of the fish. You put it together. It creates the Star of
David.
And you have to believe this. This is the symbol of the early Christians.
Mm-hmm.
We are actually grafted in. This is the symbol of being grafted in to Israel. Okay? All right, that's it. We are grafted in. Remember, this is in the book of Romans. Okay, we are grafted into the olive tree. So you do not be puffed. You do not be so proud, or otherwise you're going to be
humbled.
Okay, this is actually a pottery that was found in Jerusalem near the city of David. If you take a closer look.
Oh my word!
There is a sign.
There's a lot of potteries that are being excavated with this sign. This only means that we are actually Christianity is Judaism.
Yes.
Okay?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Amen. There's another one. Amazing. And here's another one. Actually, this is a base of, this is a piece of rock, and this is the base of that pottery. And it means, this is a letter Lamed, Shin, Mem, and this is actually Nun. Uh-huh, this is Lashemen. Shemen means oil. Okay, this is a letter Resh, Chet, Vav, and this is actually a Kaf. This is Ruchot, Ruchon. And this is actually Aramaic. Ruchon is from the root word Ruach, which is?
Spirit.
Okay? Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit. Spirit. This is to the oil of, to the anointing oil. To the anointing oil of the Spirit, something like that. Here's another one. This one is a pretty one. Okay. So there was no separation. Uh-uh. The early Christians. Oh, it's 9 o'clock. The early Christians, we are grafted in. And the, you know, the rocks are crying out. The potteries are crying out. And this is actually being denied by the Catholics and being denied by the Jews. There was a book that you can purchase. It's called, this is the picture of the book, the very first picture here, the Jerusalem. Ah, did I pass it?
Pass more.
More? Oh, okay, it's in the beginning almost. Okay, the Jerusalem seal. There you go, the Messianic seal of the Jerusalem church. Okay, there's a very good story about this person who discovered all these. And they gathered, praise the Lord for technology, for the cameras, because most of those digs, most of those potteries are gone. They destroyed it. Israel Museum destroyed it. But there are some more being excavated, so don't worry. And the very guy who actually found these, he was dead after, shortly after it was found. They are trying to hide this from the Christians, and the Jewish people don't want this out. The Catholics reject this because they don't like to be called, you know, Jewish. And actually, there is actually a store that sell all this beautiful, you know, beautiful pendants and mm-hmm. stuff. You know, lamps with the symbol. Mm-hmm. And you know what happened to that store? Mm-hmm. It was stoned and was also burnt down. So we are against some great force. They're trying to stop us from knowing the truth. Okay, so that's the letter Nun. Numeric value of 50. And there, see? There are a lot of gift items with that symbol. Okay. And so I will continue with the letter Nun next time. I'm sorry I had to rapidly discuss these letters. But anyway, if you have the book in his own words, you can read up on this. And so, did you learn something tonight?
Yes.
Too much, huh?
No.
Very much. A lot. Okay, because this this syllabus that I created is also is actually good for 22 weeks, and I packed it in 9 weeks.
Oh,
wow. So I'm so sorry about that. Yes. Wow. So let's go ahead and ask. Let me ask someone to close us in prayer. Diane, would you like please close us in prayer? Let's all pray, please.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your revelation to us through Lita of all your truth and the magnificence and the richness of the letters and the numbers and of who you are. We thank you, Father, for blessing us with faith in Yeshua. We thank you for your Ruach HaKodesh who's present with us to help us to learn these things. Mm-hmm. We thank you for the Lamed and the Mem and the Nun and all the symbols that are with this. And we just praise you and thank you. Bless Lita in a mighty way. And let her know how much we appreciate her and the wealth of information she shares with us. And appreciate the hard work that she's done to help us understand you better and to love you more. In the name of Yeshua, amen.